5:33. The three from Gaughan is no good. Rebound brought in by Smith. Brennan Wisner, top of the key, against Macon, and Macon goes in for the steal, and he instead comes home with a foul. Ricardo Macon's only his second foul, and the 11th team foul against Vassar. At the free throw line, shooting two would be number four. Brennan Wisner has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 6 points currently. 4 points in the first quarter, nothing in the second, 2 points in the third. Brennan Wisner taking his time at the free throw line. First one's up, and this one's good. Wisner with seven. 46-33, Lakers by 13. Lakers on the night with 18 turnovers, none so far in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, as Brennan Wisner makes both, and we have a whistle at the end of that as Macon actually draws a foul on the box out as he cleared Wisner straight out of the lane and beyond the three-point line. Officials, Congress now in session as they try to square this one out. And Brennan Wisner will stay at the free throw line for two more shots. So after the second free throw is made, Macon draws his third personal foul. And we're in double bonus, so it puts Brennan Wisner back at the free throw line. John, I didn't think the birds came home until spring, but I hear a lot of chirping behind us currently.
Yes, sir. There's some pretty good one-liners.
Wisner's first free throw. This one's good. Macon sits down, replaced by number 24, Logan Nelson, Holslu, Smith, and Seth Bowles sit down for Lakers. They're replaced by Corey Minetti and Mason Pasek, going for a bit of strength and size inside now. As Wisner's second free throw is good, he goes 4 for 4 in that trip. He has 10 points. It's Lakers by 16. Into the corner, Gaughan pops the three against Deering. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Deering inside the paint. Drew Scholler in transition goes up for the layup, and Bogert swats this one against the brick wall. Out of bounds, be Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of your radio. 5:53 left in the fourth.
49-33. This is pretty much over. Everyone knows that. But you know, I'll tell you what, both squads are not giving in. They're out there really hustling. Belly button defense.
Travis Deering gets a screen from Pasek going both ways. Wisner over to Minetti in the opposite block. And Minetti puts it off the glass in for 2 points. He has nine, the sophomore, number 31. 51-33, 18-point lead for Lakers. They led as many as by 22. That was when it's 22-0. Knoll into the corner to Nelson. He dribbles around the perimeter. Feeds into Bogert. He dives down the lane. Shot's no good. Rebound, Pasek.
You know, had the thought that both these squads could be playing for a championship next year.
Very well could be, especially with their JVs coming up. Mm-hmm. Brennan Wisner, top of the key, dribbles down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Scholler. At the elbow is Pasek. Starts his dribble, and we have a whistle, and they're going to say he traveled before he started his dribble. 19th turnover for the green and white tonight. Gives the ball back to Vassar with 5:03 left in the fourth. 51-33, Lakers by 18 points. Knoll against Scholler. At the free throw line. Back out to Bogert. Now drives down the lane. It's swatted away by Minetti, and here comes Wisner. Wisner into the corner. Slows things up. Feeds it into Minetti. Now Pasek has it left block. Goes up strong, and it's in for 2 points.
That was nice.
Pasek with four on the night. 53-33, a 20-point lead for the green and white. Bogert drives into the lane, and it's stolen by Smith as he tried to feed it over to Callahan.
Way to close out the lane.
10th turnover of the evening for Vassar. Pasek at the right block, the right wing, excuse me, into the right elbow to Smith. The give and go, the jump shot's up, and he has eight. Ties the largest lead of the night, 55-33, 4:12 left in the fourth quarter. Bogert against Minetti. Minetti moved up recently. He's a sophomore. Nelson back to Bogert. A lot of juniors on this Vassar squad today and all season. Nelson drives down the right side of the lane, and from behind, Wisner blocks it straight out of bounds. And Chapel checks in for Lakers, as does Brady Wren. They replace Scholler and Deering. Callahan and Bogert sit down for Vassar. They're replaced by number 23, Alec Gant. And number 22, Stephen Hecht, is back out there. Gone inbounds to Nelson. He dribbles right into the lane. Nearly travels with it. Chucks one up. Ball still loose and brought in by Gant. Noel, top of the key against Chapel. Nearly stolen by Pasek. Over to the right wing to Nelson. Dribbles down to the baseline. Pulls up the mid-range jump shot. No good. Rebound still loose and brought in again by Gant. Noel down into Hecht. Inside the lane. Goes up for the shot. It counts and one. Hecht with his third point of the night. And now we have a whistle and it's a T. Not even sure who is against yet. So we have the initial foul. Fouls against number 31 with a push. Unsportsmanlike conduct is the technical foul, and this goes against, as we're trying to figure this out right now. So Hecht is at the free throw line shooting an and one situation. Foul goes against Corey Manet. That's his second.
That's the original foul, but who was the technical?
We're still finding out the technical foul here. First free throw from Hecht is good.
And that completes the three-point play.
It's 55-36, so we have two shots now for the technical foul.
Basket was good. We have one shot, plus we have a technical foul, which is two in the ball. Okay? Two more in the ball. Huh? 31. Both fouls are on 31. We have a push on 31, and we have a technical foul on 31.
John, I love when our microphone comes in handy.
It really is nice.
So the technical foul also against Minetti.
So Garrett Gaughan just went up there for the first technical, missed it. And he's got a second one coming.
And this one's good. Goes one for two on that trip.
And they get the ball.
As the rule book shows. 18-point lead for Lakers. Vassar inbounding at midcourt, trailing Lakers 55-37. Nelson will have the honors. Nope, now Bogert will. 3:23 left in the fourth. Interesting ball game, John.
Yes, Lakers by six.
Well, Lakers by seven. Vegas had Lakers by 8.5. They're currently leading by 18. Bogert at the right wing. Now to Hecht, to Nelson. At the free throw line, jump stop, back to Hecht. Over to the right wing to Bogert. Feeds it in to Gant. Back out to Bogert for three, right wing, no good. Rebound brought in by Pasek, and they're going to say it hit the top of the backboard, and that is out of bounds. Laker ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
3:03 to go, 55-37. Game's well in hand for the Lakers.
This is our seventh broadcast this season, John, but I'm the most exhausted from this ballgame, or at least mentally exhausted. Not sure why.
The 22-0 start of the
that
game.
That threw me. That's never happened in over 200 broadcasts. Over the right, left wing, Chapel for three, no, short, rebound, Gant. That man knows how to rebound. And has a hairstyle to boot. Wisner steals it, though, from him. Bout at the free throw line. We're going the other way. The 11th turnover in transition. Chapel can't get the layup to fall and brought in by Bogert. Vassar not giving up. Gant puts the layup up in transition. That one can't fall. And he gets his own rebound. That's his fifth rebound in about 2 minutes. Nelson. To Bogert, over to Gaughan, right wing. Long range jump shot, no good, and we have a whistle before the, it's a double foul. This will go against Mason Pasek as well as Stephen Hecht.
I think it's double 22s.
It's amazing how both numbers are guarding each other across. We have Noel against Scholler, both number ones, and now we have Pasek against Hecht.
That's four on Hecht and three on Pasek. And they find each other. It's uncanny.
Stephen Hecht, all four fouls for him came in the second half. And he's played about, I think, about a total of 4 minutes.
But they've been quality.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you get four fouls, they'll throw the fifth one in for free. At least that's if you're Corey Minetti. And the inbound is stolen by Brennan Wisner. Of course it is. Feeds it down to Troy Chapel. He can't hang on to it, but they're going to say his last touch out of bounds by Luke Bogert. So they will be Laker ball. Now the officials want to meet again. As we'll listen again.